Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey, it's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
I'm Mariah Mellis, and this is Slug Sound Waves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. Today, we're going to be talking to Trish Empey and Kat Palmer about a new show opening in October at Art Access. So welcome, Trish.
Thank you.
So I'm really excited for this show. My understanding, it's October. It's a little dark. You know, I love the whole month and all the decor that comes out. And personally, I love to dress up and be as freakish as possible. As an artist, I'm sure that this is probably also one of your favorite times.
Absolutely.
Excellent. With that being said, the theme of this show is kind of abnormalities, differences, freakishness in a way. It's called Differences, a Dialogue, but we're kind of referring to it in this sense as a freak show just for fun today. So let's start with your freaky side, your art side, right? That probably makes you a freak in some cultures. So tell me a little bit about your art and what you've been up to lately.
Well, absolutely. I think I'm a complete freak.
Excellent. That's why we like you.
And aren't we all?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a freak. You're a freak. Anyone who is trying to achieve some kind outside of the norm, the mainstream of just expressing and being
an individual,
an artist. Anytime you're trying to convey that expression, I think it borders on freakishness on some level, because you kind of have to test the waters, right? I've always taken pride in being a freak. Back to your original question.
Oh, so what kind of art? What? How do you display your freakishness?
I just kind of stick with my what it just kind of comes out, how it comes out. I don't try.
Do you work in mixed media? Do you work as a painter? Do you work in sculpture?
No, it's mainly photography.
Okay.
And that's been my thing for about 20 years.
And captioning your version of reality. And
well, yeah, I don't like to do a lot of altering and changing. I've always had a real organic approach to how I photograph. And
so a traditionalist?
Very much.
In your process,
yeah.
And your selection of subject?
Yes.
Will that carry over to this show?
Less is more has always been my mantra, and I have a simplistic style, and I don't like to fiddle around too much in post and, you know, the Photoshop. I like to keep it pretty clean.
Sure, get the right shot,
correct,
pick the right thing, and then let it speak for itself.
And, you know, it doesn't always work that way, and I like to make mistakes, and I used to do that in a dark room and make just these crazy mistakes, and then I thought, wow,